Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you are getting out of this podcast is listening to two friends talk shit for an hour every single week.
On this week's episode of the podcast, guess what? We're drunk again. We talk about Anna's birthday, we talk about my friend's birthday, we talk about my mum's birthday, we went paintballing. I'm trying to convince Anna to go to a drag show. It gets very messy. Almost got kicked out on Anna's birthday from the club we were in. Brilliant, amazing. Did nothing wrong. Just want to hold my hands up and say I did nothing wrong. Because if you don't listen as far as that point, you'll probably think I'm a criminal. I'm not. But enjoy.
I'm 21.
Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week. And you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right. Hey.
Hi.
So, what's been happening in your life? I feel like these 15-minute catch-ups every single time is just me and Anna thinking of conversations we've already had and then just rehaving the conversations, because everything we do together or tell each other as it's happening anyway.
So what have you done in the last week, 4 days, 5 days?
I have complained about my car parking. In fact, no, do you know what? We'll talk about your birthday afterwards, but it was your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by my mum's birthday 2 days after, then followed by Ella, my
best
friend.
I feel really bad for you, actually.
Literally have spent so much money and been torn left, right and centre. But surprisingly, I feel all right from it. Surprisingly, I don't feel as run down as I thought I would. But basically, it was Anna's birthday on the Wednesday, my mum's birthday on the Friday, and then my best friend from home's birthday on the Saturday.
But we
literally back to back. But we celebrated everyone's birthday over the weekend. So we celebrated Anna's birthday on Wednesday and on Friday. Then I drove back to Sheffield on Saturday to celebrate my mum's birthday, which were delayed, and then celebrated Ella's birthday delayed on the Sunday. And it was a lot. It really was a lot, but it was a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I feel like you had a lot of fun. There's no way I could have done it. I have never been, no, I have been this ill actually in my life before, but it's literally the minute I go out and have a drink, I'm ill for like a week after. You can probably hear it again. My voice is fucked and I don't understand why this keeps happening to me.
I think you just absolutely have run your immune system down and you're not giving it a chance to build itself back up. But you will be glad to know Anna is now taking vitamin C tablets.
We went to Asda the other night and Byron was like, chewables. You've got to get vitamin C. I was like, what, orange juice? He went, no, tablets.
Like the little chewable vitamin C's, honestly, I swear by them. Like ever since I left home and went to uni, my mum sent me to uni with some vitamin C's. And every single time I feel like I'm getting a cold coming along, or every time I feel just slightly under the weather, I will go to bed, have a vitamin C, have a nice warm drink, wake up the next morning. And I don't know if it's a placebo, but I do feel a little bit more revitalized, and Anna's now following in my footsteps.
You will be pleased to know that I'm having a vitamin C tablet every single day for the last 2 days.
Which kindly brings us to our sponsor, Vitamin
C. Oh, fucking please.
But no, on Saturday, I went paintballing and Anna were meant
to
come. It was so good. I kept saying to Lewis, I would love Anna and Freya to be here just because I feel like he would have screamed and provided me with some great entertainment.
Did it actually hurt?
It did, but then I don't know how to explain it. I think because your adrenaline's like rushing so much because you're scared of it hurting.
Yeah, but then the bruises that they were sent in the group chat after,
See, I feel like I didn't really get hit. So I wore two pairs of trousers and then also had the overalls that they provide you on top. So whenever anything hit my legs, I could feel it and it hurt, but it didn't, like, it weren't a pain that lasted long. Like, as soon as it hit me, it would done.
But were you on one team? And then, like, versing...
Well, Megan were on our team. So,
wait, I don't get it. So were you playing other people?
No, so thankfully what normally happens, so none of us had ever been before, but Megan had been before, and she said when she went, it, like, her group of friends were on a team, and then some strangers that were also there were on a team, and they, like, played against each other.
Oh, okay, I'm with you.
But when we went on a Sunday, they were literally only us there all day. Like, we were the only booking that they had that day. So there were six of us. We split into two teams of three.
Oh,
and then, like, played all these different mini games and stuff. It's not like you just get given a paintball gun and run around shooting
each
other.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be.
Yeah, no, there's loads of, like, mini games. Like, you have to go, they put the flags in the middle of, like, a course, and, like, you obviously there's places to hide and stuff, and you've got to go and, like, get your flag from the middle, but obviously, like, they're coming from one side, you're coming from the other side, so, like, you've got to try and get your flag without getting
shot.
What's
the course big?
There were loads of different courses. Like, I think it was like 120 acres this plot of land.
Fucking hell, like, that's massive.
Absolutely massive. Like, I've literally went all the way to the motorway and back. Like, it were absolutely
massive.
Jesus,
that's massive.
But it were really good. We all said we should definitely do it again, but with all of us, just because it is
a lot
of fun.
Yeah, I do really want to do it. But if in the state that I was in on Sunday, if someone had put me in a field, yeah, honest to God, someone could have touched me and I would have gone home in an ambulance. And that's not even me being dramatic.
We were going to do it on the Saturday as well. Like, Ella originally had it booked for her birthday, which was a Saturday. Bear in mind, we went out for Anna's birthday on the Friday, and I literally was just thinking, I'm so glad that this didn't happen, because I would have been
absolutely no way.
I would have been dead. I would have been hoping that the bullets were real bullets and not paintballs.
We didn't go to bed until, well, you went to bed a lot earlier than me. You went to bed at like 5 on the Friday, Saturday?
4:30, something like that.
I went to bed at 9:30.
Yeah, no. I literally could not. I was just, not over it, because it was your birthday, but I was
just over it.
No, I was just, I think because what we do every time is, if I didn't go out on Wednesday, I would have felt so much more fresh, and I just feel like I just can't. Like,
the thing is, though, so we went out on Wednesday. We went to this bar called Alcatraz, and it's like this immersive experience where you feel like you're in prison, basically, and all, like, the guards and the prison wardens and stuff are, like, shouting at you. And you take your own bottle of alcohol. So we took 2 1-litre bottles of vodka and then, like, a little bottle of Malibu. And in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, like, we'll definitely get at least, like, a full bottle of vodka pack. Like, we're only in there for,
really,
like, 2 hours.
We couldn't drink much.
He comes back with the bottles after, and there's literally enough for us all to do a shot in.
Yeah, they were a shot of one of the vodkas, and then barely anything in the other one.
And
I don't even know if we got,
like,
the Malibu back.
No, we didn't get the Malibu back. We just got the vodka back. So I was looking at it like, well, no wonder I feel absolutely fucked, because the cocktails were so strong.
I don't think I felt... Well, I said in front of my mum asking how it was, and Lewis came back for my mum's birthday with me. She was like, were you really drunk? And I said no, but then Lewis was like, you were. But he weren't with us.
We were.
But he said the way you were texting, you was drunk. I feel like I got drunk afterwards in Albert Slosh. I just remember the guy, I don't even know who it is, not the guy from Party Hard, the other guy that they were with him, just pouring vodka into my cup, but then not pour, like, they had a bottle, basically we bumped into some people that we knew afterwards in Albert Slosh, completely
random,
by accident, like, weren't
we
planned at all, but we ended up sitting and crashing, basically, it was like business drinks, I feel like.
It was a business drinks that we then crashed.
We crashed.
It kind of worked, though, because we were also there on business, kind of.
And also, we got free drinks, which I were, like, gassed about, so I was sat there, and there were a bottle of vodka in the middle of the table, but they must have ran out of mixers, so they were pouring vodka in my drink, and I were already drunk.
But, like, freehand vodka.
And I would literally, like, I can just remember shouting, does anyone, like, is there any coke or anything to mix this with, or is there any, like, anything? I ended up just having cranberry juice, but I feel like I spent half the night asking for a mixer.
And then
I also were just drinking
the drink. I just remember Nathan whispering in my ear, like, do you want to get another bottle? And I was like, no, that, like, I do not want another bottle of vodka. That's, like, 4 bottles, and it was, like, 1 in the morning, maybe?
It was not late at all. We went to Alcatraz. Were it booked for 9?
7. We
came out about half nine. Oh, God, it was really, really early. And I remember looking at the clock and it not even being midnight yet. And I was thinking, oh, my God, like, wow. We did a Cafe Patron shot.
We did do a Cafe Patron chart.
No, it's been discontinued.
Yeah.
I've never done one before, and it was really nice, actually.
I didn't like it. I thought it was so strong.
I like coffee, though. Like, I like the taste of coffee in general.
I knew Nathan was going to do that. As soon as he got up, he was like, just give me 1 minute. And then he come back, and he had this massive tray of Cafe Patron shots. And I'm happy I did it, because obviously, yeah, it has been discontinued now. But oh my God, as soon as I start mixing my drinks, it's game over for me. And I don't remember a lot of the night. Again, like, if you ask me now what happened, I couldn't really tell you.
We went to Bloom. Oh, did we? We didn't go to. Did
we did we go did, to Bloom?
Did we go to
we
Bloom?
We did. We went to GAY, then we went to Bloom.
I can't remember. I feel like I'm mixing two nights, because the last time I remember being in Bloom is with Jazz and Soph, but Jazz and Soph weren't there. Oh, we met Tia and Lou and Tommy in GAY, and then I can't remember going to Bloom from there.
I don't remember walking to Bloom, but I remember being in Bloom, because we had to go in groups. I remember going in with
Freya. No, I do remember. Me and Lewis went in together. I do remember.
And I remember being at the bar, and I remember turning around and all you guys were sat on something.
Oh, I do remember. We were at the back where there's them seats, right? And we were dancing there. No, I do remember now. I remember.
And then it got to like half four.
And I went and stayed at Lewis's that night.
Yeah.
I get it.
And then...
I'm back.
Where the hell did Josh... I don't know how I got home. Did we walk?
You guys... Oh, we walked back towards Anna's, and then me and Lewis Ubered from Anna's back to Lewis's.
Yeah, no, I do remember it now, actually.
I feel like it was, all the nights just merged.
It was
a
very long night that night. Like, we went from, like, place to place to place. I also remember when... So, basically, in this Alcatraz thing, some of them are very nice looking, apart from... No, he's lovely looking, but there was just one of them that I did not fancy. And we go to... I paid for this, like, extra thing after where you get to go into, like, the canteen and you get, like, an extra drink. And Byron starts saying silly comments. Oh.
No, I thought... Because I thought you guys found him attractive.
No.
Because, like, well, Freya and Haz definitely did.
No, like, they didn't, because I asked them after. I was like, did you find him attractive? They went, no, we found the other one attractive. I was like, yeah, me too. And then Byron starts, I'm sat right next to this guy, bear in mind, like right next to him. And Byron starts going, you said something about me being single, or I don't know.
No, he said something about, do you want your drinks or something, or do you want something? And I said, I think she wants more than her shot or
that's
something.
That's what he said.
Because he like took our order before we went in and then like reread our orders back. And he was like, oh, do you want them now? And I remember just saying... I feel like when I'm drunk, the things I say in my head come out. So I was like, I think she wants more than her drink. And then started laughing. To be fair, he found it funny.
He did find it funny, but I just turned around and Def said to you. I was like, why? I was like, wrong one.
It was
funny.
No, they were all good looking, I think.
They took me, Callum and Freya into this, like, this little secret room at the back with one of like the inmates. And he was like questioning us. And that was so funny. Then he gave us shots of tequila at the end. That's what I mean.
Oh,
I mixed...
is that what that bit was?
Yeah, it was so good. But then I mixed all my drinks. Was that Alexa?
Yeah. My Alexa keeps doing weird shit. Like, my Alexa really keeps doing bizarre things, and I'm very scared that people in my building, it's coming up on their Bluetooth and they connect into it.
Imagine if they start playing that song.
Do you
song.
Know what I mean? Tiptoe. Why did we know the same song?
Because it's freaky as fuck.
I can't even remember. I lost my train of thought. Basically, we had such a good night on Wednesday. But the thing that I've realised is my hangover doesn't hit me until the day after. As in, like, it doesn't hit me when I wake up that next morning because I feel like I'm still drunk. But then 2 days after, I have absolutely no energy. I don't feel ill. I'm just absolutely drained. Mm. So all day Friday, I was literally walking around like a zombie. And then it was like, right, everyone's coming over to mine and we've got to get dressed and we've got to get ready and we've got to go out. And don't get me wrong, I did have a good time. But I feel like I just... hit a wall
I
a
think
lot sooner than I normally would.
The freaky thing for me is we got to that club at 11 and we left at 4, but it feels like 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it went really quick.
Like, it went so quick. I love the club, by the way. I went to Impossible. It's so good.
It is
so
good. I was a bit sceptical, actually.
What about going to Impossible?
There. Well, no, I'd never been before and I didn't know what... I feel like the music in clubs really is what makes the club...
I thought the music
good.
Was really good.
Oh, it was really good.
I thought it was, like, a good balance between, like, current R&B.
And, like, older
and,
songs.
Yeah,
same. It was the music that I like and the music that I listen to, so that
same
were all
that.
10
Did
out of 10.
Did we even really listen to the music? I felt like I was talking to people all night.
I was talking to people all night, but then I also do remember a little period of me and Freya just like lip syncing to each other. The thing that I think knocked me off actually is the people in the toilets pick on me. Every single time I go anywhere, I always am the one that gets either forced into paying for something that I don't like need to pay for, or gets told that I'm doing something I shouldn't be, or in this example, gets told that I've pissed all over the floor and that I'm getting kicked out. Like, with me, Haz and Jazz were in the line for the toilets. Bear in mind, Anna booked like a little table thing, so we had like a little area to ourselves, which had like three tables in, so they were like three different groups of people. We didn't know the other two, they'd also just got tables. But when you have that, there's then like a toilet in that section.
You get like so a separate toilet.
There's like a separate toilet to the general public toilet. So we were using that toilet, and there's like a, they were one of the guys that stands in the toilet and like does the lollipops, does the
perfumes. I remember him, but I don't remember what he looked like, but I remember him being a bit of an arsehole.
He was horrible. And like speaking to people afterwards, he was also horrible to everyone else, but he literally took me to the security guards and told them to kick me out. And the security guard must just have known that this guy's an arsehole and does stupid shit like this all the time, because the security guard just were like, pretend he didn't hear anything and just like let me carry on and just stay there. Basically, me, Haz and Jazz were queuing for the toilet, and I went in first because I was actually going to piss my pants. But bear in mind, I always sit down to have a wee, especially when I'm drunk, sit and have a wee. So I went into this toilet, sat down for a wee, came back out. As I walked out, the guy running the toilets or whatever pushed me back into the cubicle. I'm like, what the fuck, blah, blah, like screaming, being like, you've done this, like you've done this. And I'm like, done what? He was pointing to the floor like, you've pissed all over the floor, blah, blah. I've literally just cleaned all this up. Like Haz and Jazz were like, whoa, 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 what is happening? Like this guy was getting all in my face. And I just stood there. I literally had my hands up as if to be like, I've done
nothing. Did you put your hands up?
I literally just stood there because I was so shocked I'd done nothing wrong. But even more so in my head, I was thinking, I know I sit down and wee. Like I know, like I was drunk. But I know
it was probably
I sit
just
down
like water on the floor.
It, even if it was piss, it will have been from the person before. Like the toilet wasn't clean before I went in. Like I genuinely didn't contribute to the mess of the toilet, like at all. And he was kicking off in my face, like grabbed the neck of my t-shirt, got all the security guards from downstairs that were stood there to come over. Bear in mind, I'm glad it were only our friends in there. I'm glad it weren't a public toilet.
Yeah.
Because everyone were then like, let him go, like, what are you doing? Like, he's done nothing wrong. Haz and Jazz were literally like, he's done nothing wrong. Like, stop being stupid, like, blah, blah. And then he just, like, gave me to the security guard and were like, get him out. And then he said to me, as I walked away, like, I never want to see you in these toilets again.
Did you go back?
In front of, I didn't go back in them toilets. I started using the actual normal toilets, which were faff, because then you've got a queue to get in the normal toilets when there's a toilet there. But I was just thinking, it's not even worth me getting kicked out because he's an arsehole.
I remember he shut off the last toilet, like the third toilet,
the hell was that all about?
For some reason. Because I was in there when he did it, and I tried to go and he went, no. And I was like, why? I was like, well, I don't understand why you shut the toilet off.
He was dodgy anyway, because I know why he shut that last toilet off.
Why?
He shut that last toilet off because I saw the must have been on the other table. People were paying him to get in that toilet, obviously to do drugs. So he shut that toilet off.
So he was getting slip
so
money.
So he was getting slip money so people could go in there and do drugs. Because I kept seeing groups of girls going in that toilet, and I kept seeing the like random boys shaking his hand and then going in that toilet.
That's why he did it then.
But the thing that annoys me more is, why, if you're being dodgy and a fucking do whatever you want to do, like I don't care, but why tell me I've pissed on the floor? Like, it sounds so stupid when I say it out loud, but
he
really tried
that.
To kick me out, like was in full, like, I guarantee if I went back again to that toilet that night, he would have just kicked me out. And then I were also like, I'm not getting kicked out on your birthday. Like, that's so shit and so annoying. Especially when I've done nothing wrong. And then from that moment, he ruined my night.
See, the problem is, I don't remember a lot of the night. Like, people keep telling me little bits that happened. And then when they tell me, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I remember that now, actually. But, like, if nobody told me, then I wouldn't remember. And this is, I went down my Instagram following last night to see that I'd followed quite a few new people that I have no memory of meeting. And there's this one girl who lives in the same, like, towers as me. And we've DM'd a couple of times on Instagram before. And I now remember that she came up to me in that section and was like, oh my God, it's me. Like, hi. And I was like, oh my God, that was so nice to meet you. She was like, if you ever want to go out, like, let me know. But I had no memory of it, so I had to message her. And I was like, babe, have I dreamt that I met you, or did I actually meet you the other night? And she was like, no, yeah, we met the other night. And then there was this guy as well. I have no idea how he got into the section. I've honest to God got no idea. I was speaking to him for maybe like 20 minutes.
Do you still not know who he is?
No, he's a model. I know that. But that's all I know. And then...
very confusing situation.
I don't know how he got there.
Everyone was questioning who the hell it was, but it looked like you knew him. I thought the entire time... bear in mind, this guy appeared to be a lot older than the group of people that we were with.
Are you on about the guy at the end?
With the bald head?
Oh my God, no one bought a different one.
Oh.
But there was also that
there
one.
There were a guy with a bald head stood talking to Anna for ages. And yeah, I thought, oh my God, is this the like connection you've had with the club to like get the table?
No. There was this guy so early on in the night and he was like, hi, I do know his name, I was not going to say it. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you. He told me he was a model. I think he was kind of going with the personality trait of, oh, I'm a model, so I'm going to sleep with you tonight. I was thinking, not really, but sure. And then he was talking to me for ages. And then I just suddenly got the ick and I was like, I was like, no. I was like, what am I doing? So I turned around to Haz and I went, get him out. And she was like, what? And I was like, just get him out. So I just turned around and Haz said something to him, like, she's not interested in you, like, just can you leave?
Oh,
and he was like, I want to hear it from her. So I was stood there and I was stood Dev, I think I was stood with Zook and Haz, and he was like, so you don't want me in here anymore? And I was like, no, I'm really sorry.
But how did he even get in here?
I've got no idea how he got there, absolutely no idea. But the guy at the end, who I know you're on about, like, he's a bit old, he's bald. Yeah, I know who that is. I'm friends with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Freya kept tapping me, like, who's this man? And no, I was looking at Freya being like, I don't know, maybe it's the guy.
I know him. He is also a lot older. I don't know how old he is, though. But he doesn't look like how you probably imagine him.
He's got a bald head, like, not a bald head,
no,
like a shape.
Oh. He's bald.
But that's why I feel like I see him as older than the rest of, like, he was older than the rest of us, but I'm not saying he's like 50. I mean, like, probably late 20s, early 30s.
I remember texting you at the bar saying, don't leave, because I was with him on the other side. I was like, don't, like, nobody leaves. And you were like, no, come back here. So I remember bringing him in, and then I was sat there talking to him, but I've got no memory
of
what we were talking about.
At one point, I looked around, and it was just me, Josh, Callum, Haz, Freya, and Tia sat there, and everyone else were just gone, even you. And I, like, were looking around, like, where is everyone? And then you text me saying, don't leave, and I was thinking, babe, you're the one that's not here. So then I replied like, oh no, you come here. And you were like, no, don't leave. And I was like, hello, like, I'm sat at the table.
I just, like I said, I just don't remember a lot of the night. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know where it went. Freya was saying to me, she was like, oh my God, I bought me, you and Dev shots of Cafe Patron. I was like, I've got no memory of doing that with you. Like, I didn't even realise I did that shot. And then I was having this drink called like a Magnum or something, and the boys kept giving me it, and they were like, oh my God, like you have this drink and it basically makes you feel really horny. So I was like,
but it don't work for girls.
Oh, so I was just drinking it for no reason.
I don't want to be wrong and someone tell me that I'm wrong, because I feel like I were told this information literally when I were like 13. I had a conversation with someone about Magnum, and they said to me, I vividly remember a man telling me about the drink. This sounds really creepy, but like not in a creepy way. And then them saying, if they had a version of this for women, they'd be the richest person in the world. If they invented a version of this for women. So then I was thinking, it's not like, I don't know if that's even true, but that memory with that name and that drink really just sticks with me. I literally must have been like 15 when I've been told it.
I'd never had it before. It's in like a little glass bottle.
Tried it.
I'd had a picture with it before at Dev's, and they were like, oh, you need to get a picture of this. And I was like, okay, I don't know what it is.
But they sold it there in the glass bottle.
Yeah, I know
very
they
surprising
did.
Surprising for a club.
Yeah, I know. Because as soon as the boys saw it, they were like, oh my God, they've got to get Magnums, got to get Magnums.
But especially
it didn't taste bad.
For it to be a glass bottle as well, like, I think that's very bizarre for a club to have glass bottles. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't even give you glass cups.
So, rewinding to, like, the day between my birthday and then, like, going out for the party. Basically, Freya was always a bit, like, oh, about watching 50 Shades. She never wanted to watch it. And I always said to her, like, it's such a good film. Like, not even for the sex scenes or any of it like that. It just has a genuinely, like, good storyline. So, I persuaded her to watch number one. This was, like, maybe, like, a month ago. And she sent me a message after, like, oh, my God, it is incredible. I can't believe I've not watched this. Like, I really want to watch the other ones. And I'd watched the other ones, like, not fairly recently, but I had them bought, like, on my Amazon or YouTube or whatever. So, when her and Josh came round, I was like, oh, my God, let's watch number two. And she was watching number two, and you know when, like, she was really enjoying it, but she was trying to, like, pretend that she wasn't enjoying it. I can't explain what it was about, but it was so funny. And we had Wagamamas, and we were so hungover that day, like, so hungover. I still can't believe today is Wednesday, and I'm only just recovered from Friday. Like, I'm 21 years old, and I've got a 6-day hangover, which is disgusting. So you've heard it here first. For all the next episodes of the podcast, I'm going to be fully well, in health. No alcohol is going into my system for a month. That's my limit now.
I feel like where the limit is, we're just going to go out on weekends if we are going to go out, as I'm going to a drag show tonight.
As you're going to drag
and
show tonight.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's always a Wednesday.
You're going to end up in... That's the reason I'm not coming, because I know you're going to end up in Bloom.
I absolutely promise you I'm not. I would love you to come. I think Annie's going to come with us as well.
And then you're going to go to Bloom.
I'm not. No, I'm not. If Lewis and Annie want to go to Bloom and stay out, I'm absolutely not. I'm not doing it.
If Annie goes, then maybe I'll go, but I'm not going to Bloom.
I know, I'm not going to go out afterwards. I promise you now, like, podcast recording or not, live on air or not, I'm not doing it.
I just can't, I physically can't do it anymore. Like, it would be very silly of me to go and do it.
What, to go to Bloom or to go to the drag show? I feel like you'd love to go to Bloom.
If Annie's going to the drag show, then I'll come.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good then. Quadruple date. It'll look like two lesbians and two gays.
Oh, that's all right. Me and Annie look like twins, so it's a little bit like incest.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we've reached the point of the podcast that everyone seems to love, and I'm sure you are all excited to know what cleaning product we're going to recommend this week, because all we've done for Kiss and Tell so far is recommend bullshit.
I think that's good, though, because we're recommending, like, practical products that you're actually going to want.
I mean, anyone buy the Dr. Beckham or the spray paint or what?
Please let me know if you actually did, because I'll send it to the brand and get myself an outfit done.
If anyone wants to sponsor this podcast, please do let us know. We'll do a kiss and tell all about your product, I'm sure. But this week's kiss and tell, for me, will have to be RuPaul's Drag Race. I've still not watched. Every single night, basically, obviously the new UK one. Anyone that watches RuPaul's Drag Race, please immediately become friends with me, because I feel like no one in my immediate friendship group, apart from Lewis and Annie and everyone, watch Drag Race. Like, has used to, actually. But she's not watched the new ones.
My friends from home.
No, Freya don't watch it. You don't watch it. Callum don't watch it. Literally no one that I'm around all the time watches it. So I have no one. Do you know when you watch something and you just want to talk about it with someone? I can't do that with anyone other than Lewis and his friends. And I don't always see his friends. And I feel like Lewis is bored of me talking about Drag Race. But I have been re-watching all the old Drag Race episodes. I put one on every night before bed. While I'm making my dinner, I watch one. Then I'll watch as many as I can before I go to bed. And I'll get in bed and leave it playing. And it is so, so good. Like, honest to God, I've watched them all before. Like, I literally have seen the seasons that I'm re-watching. But I can't wait for every Thursday to roll around for the new episodes of the new UK one. So I am binge-watching the old ones. And I don't regret it. And I have decided I want someone to put me in full drag. But, like, I want someone to actually, like, not just, like, has or Anna puts makeup on me. I want, like, an actual drag queen to, like, fully transform me. Because I watched, I can't remember what season it is, but I feel like it may be season 8 or season 9. They got, like, a bunch of YouTubers in. And, like, so Tyler Oakley went in, Kingsley went in, Anthony Padilla, and a bunch of other people. They're the only ones that I knew of the, like, social media people that went in. And they were one guy who was a straight man with, like, a full beard and everything. And I think Miss Cracker did his makeup. Who actually is at the drag show tonight? Miss Cracker's there tonight.
I don't know who any of these people are.
One of the drag queens did this straight guy's makeup, and he literally was like a full beastly man. Like, he had like a full beard, everything. And his transformation, oh,
does he not look like
incredible.
Him at all?
Incredible. Like, I watched that and I said to Lewis, I was like, I want someone to put me in full drag because he looks like a different person.
Did they shave his beard off?
They shaved his beard off, like, did everything. But, like, that's the guy into the drag queen. Like, that's the same person.
That's nothing like him.
How crazy. Anyway, it's Miss Cracker. If anyone wants to search it, Google Miss Cracker turning Chester C into a drag queen.
Byron said the other night, he was like, we should have a roast in each other night. And he was like, we can just like roast each other. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea because everyone would come away really offended.
I said, why one Sunday do we not go out the Saturday and then wake up Sunday, have a nice day of doing whatever, then it towards the evening time, make a Sunday roast and host a roast. We could maybe have a little glass of wine, but we're not going crazy. I think it'd be so fun if we all, like a big group of us, all got together, had a Sunday roast, and then all took it in turns to stand up around the table and roast every single person in that room.
It's a fun idea if we put limits on it. So, like,
the thing is, you can't put limits on it. We're all friends.
I don't want you to roast my appearance. You can roast anything else apart from that.
I don't think there's anything. You'd be such a shit drag queen. I don't think there's anything that any of you could say to me that even if I felt like if anyone else said it to me, yeah, I could be offended. But if the fact that it's you guys saying it to me, I wouldn't be offended for the simple reason.
No, I'd be more offended.
No, because you've got to take it with a pinch of salt. Like, it is.
Like, if a random person say it to me, I'm like, fine. If one of my friends say it to me, I'm like, fuck off.
I have like, such good ones planned. Like,
we'd actually all sit there and we'd, as soon as we finish, I'd have nothing to say to any of you.
Yeah, I think it'd be so fun. If anyone is up for that, then please become my friend and we'll do it. Because I think it'd
so
be
why
so
don't
fun.
You, why don't you just roast all of us then?
I've got one that I'd do for you, like my intro one for you. I know.
What would it be? Do it now.
I feel
then.
Like you're gonna get offended.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously,
it.
Don't be offended. But I planned it all out. Like, I obviously was thinking this would be a great.
So you're
idea,
sat there thinking of idea, like what to say about me.
I've thought of what I say about everyone, but you've got to. It's got to be like a full on. Like, you can't just stand there and read insults. Like, you've got to make it.
I feel like
a
it's
full
gonna offend
stand-up.
Me, but I also is it actually gonna offend me?
Well, no, I hope not, because it's coming from me. Like, my opener for you would be...
Is that
I planned
what I
all
like?
That. I planned everyone, no. I planned everyone's openers, and I would stand up at the table and obviously go around in a line. My opener would be something along the lines of... I'd write it all out first, so I had a little card, so I knew I would, like,
I could feel cards. My chest getting very hot already, Byron, so...
I would close my eyes, and I would say... Anastasia, so great to see you today. I mean, I can't really see you, but I can tell you're in the room because I got quite a big, potent whiff.
Byron! Fuck off!
I would say something along the lines of that just because it's a running joke, you know, like it's a joke that's been made before.
I think you're such a prick.
Don't you think that's funny though?
Yes, it's funny, but it's still, no, I think I'd just sit there and I'd get very offended.
And I'd go around the table and I'd probably turn to Haz next and be like, Haz?
She's not here.
Oh. She's not here. What a surprise. I just think it'd be so fucking funny.
I think it would be funny if we put limits on it.
No, because that's when it's boring. Like, that is when it gets boring. That is when it's boring.
I'd you just want a chance to say
no, because it's stuff
to everyone
I don't,
that you thought
it's,
about.
No, it's not, because you don't do it like that. You don't go into it thinking, oh my God, yes, this is my time to be a fucking arsehole. It's
that's
just
how
more
I'm
a comedic
it.
Like thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I could come up with such good ones for everyone. I turn to Freya and be like, oh, is Freya even actually here? Because she's not whining like a little bitch for once. Like, just you know, stuff like that. I'd be so
funny.
If
we
funny.
Keep it, like, lighthearted like that, then I'll do it.
Babe, lighthearted like that. I just told you you're smelting, you're saying you're offended.
Well, I'm not really that offended.
I think it'd be so funny. It would be so good.
I'll think about it.
Babe, maybe. We'll if anyone thinks it'd be... We should do it for a YouTube video. That'd be so funny. The roast of Anastasia.
People have done that. The Sidemen did it, the roast of the Sidemen.
It'd be so good.
And they got all their friends. Like, they just sat there and they got all their friends to go up on stage one by one and roast them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
If we do it for a video so I can make money off it, fine. But you're not offending me for free.
Oh. Anyway, what's your kiss and tell?
Oh, yeah, sure. My kiss and tell would either be... It's very boring this week, but I feel like I've watched a lot of Netflix. Either Squid Game or You. Season 3.
I've started watching season 3. Don't ruin it. I'm episode 2.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm 4. I'm not, like, finished it yet. But apparently the ending's really good. But season 4's already been confirmed.
I know, yeah. I just don't understand how they're going to drag it on for...
Did you watch the trailer for season
4? Season 4, no.
Don't watch it then, because it spoiled the ending for me.
Yeah, see, Freya said she'd spoil it.
Mm. I knew what happened anyway, I saw it on Twitter. That's really fucking annoying.
I've not seen anything yet. I don't think I'm really, I don't think you're the type of people that I follow on Twitter. Like, I normally ruin every single thing.
Drag Race, neither really, every single week.
I will watch it. I need to be in the mood to watch it because I feel like you have to actually watch it.
Yeah, you have to sit and watch it.
When I'm in the house on my own on an evening, I will sit on my phone but have something on the TV and I'll be listening to it and understanding what's going off. But then I feel like you can't be doing that. You have to be sat, like, eyes on the screen and concentrating.
Yeah, you do. You have to really concentrate when you're watching that.
I've started watching it and I will finish it. But let's not make kiss and tell. Squid Game, however, I can Squid get Game behind you on so that one. Good.
I hope there's a second one.
If there's a second
there
one,
there definitely will be a second one. 100%.
It's Netflix's most watched program, most watched series ever.
Yeah, overtook Bridgerton.
Crazy.
Anyway, that is it for this week's episode of the podcast. Again, I've not really got a clue what we've spoken about. Just retelling stories that we've told between ourselves about 15 million times.
But I hope you enjoyed listening to them regardless.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to our insights of our more nights out.
We do. Look, we need to change it up a bit. We're getting very repetitive and very boring. Like, we get it, you drink, we get it, you go out. So does everyone else. Move on, bitch. I'm not going out anymore,
so I won't have any fun stories to tell.
We'll tell you about the time that, like, we went and collected Post or Uber Eats next week, I'm sure.
We'll tell you about the drag show tonight.
Are you going to call them?
Is Annie going?
Well, she's at work, so she's not replying to my text. But hopefully.
Well, if Annie goes, then I'll come.
Oh, babe, this is going to be so fun. I hope it happens. Anyway, see you next week.
Anyway, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.